それぞれの歴史が輝いて星座のよう線で結ぶ瞬間始まるレジェンド オーロラ揺らめく地球超えて飛び込む瞑想はスリッパロー
Welcome to the Sentai Review Saturday, because we are live. Just to clarify this before we go any further, because we're still having some confusion here. These shows where we show the pictures and we just hang out and talk, and that's it doesn't affect our show at all, so we decided keep the exact same format and go live. So that's what happens from now on, is Saturdays, when we have one of these type of shows, these are live. Otherwise, every single show that we do that deals with the series or the movies or something that requires editing in a way that we don't know what we're about to talk about, so we can't possibly talk about it live and edit it on the spot, those go up on Wednesdays. So that's what happened here. So
and
this,
it takes me weeks upon weeks upon weeks to get each and every part done.
It can,
yay.
Yes. Yeah. It can very much so.
And that's because there's like 8 hours worth of talking. By the way, hey, a guy!
So, today we are finally back to Riders, so rev up your motorcycles. We are on Decade and G-Riders today, and this is episode 190 for those that give any kind of a fuck, which means we are seriously nearing that 200, which is also like somewhere around 3,000 or 4,000 for us.
Something about that, yeah.
Because I always get a kick out of that where other shows are like, oh, fuck, we're hitting 200 or 300 or 400. And I'm like, dude, we did that a long time ago. We just didn't start numbering this shit until 4 years down the road.
Right.
We're like, yeah. Oh.
By the way, Shane, they couldn't see your goofy face and waving as everybody came in saying hi.
Look, man, you gotta work, dude. And you can't complain. You are in the chat at work. You're getting paid to talk with the Sentai Review, motherfucker.
Oh, and by the way, for anybody who's...
Work, fucking shut up.
Right. And for
get
anybody,
back to work.
Get back to work.
And for anybody who's been commenting, yes, we know the website is down.
What else is new?
Yeah, our buddy Greg basically, he's been having to fight with the guys who host our website. This happens like every fucking year, and it's bullshit.
It seems like it anymore, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This has been going on for a very long time. This is the fourth time that the website has been completely shut down. One time we were literally handing out the URL at a con live, telling people, hey, we're on stage tonight, check this out. And then people started coming back and saying, that link you gave me is broken. And I was like, no, it fucking isn't. So I loaded up my phone and said, oh shit, the entire fucking website is down. We have no show.
Which,
and we went, oh shit!
And I messaged Greg before we got started, and he just hit me back. He said, a whole bunch of server jargon because they shut down the old server we were on. Because we've had the website for a decade now? Something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
So they've changed over the server, so they had to rebuild / reset to the old path. So he says it should be good in the next 24 hours. We'll fucking see.
Yeah, let's not hold our breath, because we may die.
Right.
Hey, death is reversible in some instances.
Only with Dragon Balls and most modern anime.
And the Necronomicon. And going bib, 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 bib,
bib.
Yes,
about
that
say,
also works,
where's
yes.
the bibs? We need bibs, damn it.
So, that is what's going on with the website. We are working on it. It's a pain in the ass. It's always a pain in the ass. But we'll start to figure it out, just like we always do. And if it comes down to it, and I've been trying to avoid this for a very long time, if it comes down to it, we may start looking into ways to fund our own server, to actually start getting something like maybe an Amazon affiliate link or something like that. That's where my mind has been, because our whole goal with this is that we haven't been monetized so that we could do whatever the fuck we want to do. And an affiliate link to Amazon would just basically be a way, honestly, to probably get you guys a discount and pay for a server that we don't have to fucking fight with somebody about, because then it becomes our problem.
Because we's broke bitches and can't pay for it ourselves.
I mean, it's always our problem regardless.
Right.
We'll figure
it
out.
I mean, we can make it Shane's problem, but
it's true.
It would never go anywhere.
Yes, it did. It did seem like we were gone for a while. He says, "Oh my God, you're back." Yes, I understand. I fully understand that it seemed like we were gone for a while.
We had to do that whole proto guy wedding thing.
Yes, we had the wedding, and then there was a couple other things on top of that, and then of course we recorded the shows that went up on Wednesday, which means we met up on that Saturday, but we didn't go live. Yes. Decade is the right... Wait, we're skipping Kiva? What?
I thought we would cover Kiva.
Hold on to the fucking YouTubes. Let me fucking see what we have and haven't done.
If we did not cover Kiva, he will be out of order, but we won't be skipping. We'll end up going back. But I thought for sure we covered that guy.
Yeah, oh, wait, I think Kiva was the last one that we did.
Okay, hold on.
God damn it. Oh, Seth says hold on. Everybody wait. Just look at that screen.
Okay, so there
you
we go. And then we had
the
fucking...
The yeah,
there. Just said...
Sail the moon, buzzer, go longer, buzzer, dagger,
We did this.
Buzzer, go buzzer, the doctors, go sigh.
Oh, my God.
Kamen Rider, Hibiki.
Hibiki!
Dan Hibiki.
This is your
Danny
fault,
show.
Kakaider, Kabuto.
You say it's not showing up in our vids? Maybe it somehow didn't make the playlists. Maybe it wasn't added to the playlist. Maybe we need to fix that.
The last couple of streams that we did are not on any of the playlists.
We'll have to fix it.
Yeah.
It's an easy fix. It's just a matter of going in and clicking to add them to the playlist.
Yeah, because Kiva was episode 175, and if we're at 190, yeah, that was like 15 episodes back.
Then we'll make a note. We'll add it. If something's right, it's in the main... It's in the main videos, if you just click videos. So if it's not in the proper playlist... We will fix that.
Or not. Who knows? We're lazy.
Here we go. It's time to talk about this here Kamen Rider decade and whatnot and in complete form and the deal with the clicking and the going down and the opening with and the going to the thing and the photos and there he is and he's fucking that guy.
Okay.
Hold on, because I don't see that guy, because you don't have that guy up on the TV.
Getting there. I know, because now we get this up on the TV.
I know.
That doesn't help us.
You shut up.
No.
Well, man, never
make me shut up, bitch.
Anyway.
Fucking sassy Nick today.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I would say scroll up a bit.
Because if I move it to this screen, they don't see it.
Right.
You know what's really funny? We haven't even gone around the room yet.
No, yeah, that's a thing, too. God damn it.
Gotta follow the format,
yeah,
asshole.
Especially if I'm going to do the audio later on.
those poor bastards in Audio Land are like, who the fuck's talking? I've watched this show for years, but I don't know who's talking right now.
Yeah, I don't know who we are.
It's not so much a matter for the people who've been watching for years. It's for the handful of people who keep coming in now that we're at, like, 2K and growing.
No.
So, yeah.
No.
So, yeah, this is like Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Hey, guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Barely awake, sad motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking wake
and
the fuck
Nick,
up,
man. And
Nick,
who's too busy playing on the phone.
Hey, I'm paying attention, motherfucker.
Why aren't you commenting on this dude's crazy, ridiculous
Because I can't
chest.
Read from this far away. My eyes suck.
Can't see it.
Hold on. Let me move up in the max and relaxing chair.
Yeah, because this is weird, because we do have a
bigger
screen.
Oh, and Bill moves it up.
We're not reading comments.
Oh, I thought we was reading comments.
We're looking at photos.
Well, that's just it. If we are, if you want to see the comments, I have to have this screen here. If you want to see the picture on the big screen.
Oh, well, never mind. We don't need to see comments. Fuck it.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
We love you guys. We'll be back. We got to look at dumb costumes.
We're
anyway.
We're figuring things out still. It's a pain in the ass.
Figure this out.
That's so that fucking guy.
Yeah, we've been looking at this dude for like 5 minutes now.
No shit.
No, no more robos. Those fucking things are done. No.
They're done as far as Sentai.
For now.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean there isn't some in Metal Heroes.
Yeah, they're not done.
They're done as far as I'm concerned at this moment. We got writers today.
Yeah, I know.
We don't mention those terrible things.
Oh, my God.
What
the fuck is up with this guy anyways? Has he got, like, glitch shit all over his body?
Dude, this guy kind of sucks.
And then he's got cards across his chest. Yeah.
Next.
No problem. Does that make him better? Oh, my God. He has fucking pictures of the other fucking writers on him.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
yeah,
the
he's
cards.
Supposed to be the tribute to the other guys. He's literally decade, like...
It's a picture on his head, Shane.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't tell which one is on his head. It's really kind of blurry. I think it's his own face on his own face on his head.
Looks like Stronger.
No, I don't know. I think that's him.
Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, it's him.
He's wearing his own car.
He has his own head.
Does he got his own head on his own head on his own head on his own head on his own head?
I don't know where I'm getting at.
The picture's kind of blurry, but yes, yeah. I think he has his own head on his own head on his own head on his own head on his own head.
Fucking head bullshit.
Fucking Kamen Rider headception. Are we done with this? Let's move on.
Yeah,
next.
Let's move on.
Fucking that guy.
And I counter your Kamen Rider with my Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Is it time to duel?
We didn't do it long enough, but yes.
Next.
Hey guys, what you doing?
Got a sword here, you might stab you.
I'm kind of hoping that we get past you soon, because you suck.
This card gimmick thing is really dumb.
I've seen worse gimmicks, to be quite
honest. Isn't
it
innovative?
Again, I've seen worse gimmicks.
He looks like the saddest fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Master or something.
Right.
Like, he wears
Innovation.
His favorite cards on him.
I like it.
You would,
stupid bitch.
Oh, go kill yourself.
Shane, I do that every day I wake up in hopes that I'll actually wake up.
Well, I was just told this is the last writer to use cards.
But
good.
Probably because the gimmick is fucking stupid. Dude.
But that means no more card games on motorcycles.
No, he's the king of games,
Thank
man.
Thank God.
I'm okay with no card games on motorcycles, to be honest.
So good. So
next.
Good.
Shane, I will beat you with your own
that
hat.
That was that guy. That
one.
Was that guy.
One! Stu gets one! He sucks!
He wasn't that terrible. I've seen worse, but I've seen better. For me, he's a three.
It's the start of the show! You don't start off with ass!
We have before.
Oh, no.
I know!
Oh, man, many times.
But now we're live!
Time.
We're supposed to work into the ass!
Two.
No lube. Right into ass.
Look, we get enough of that
Stop
at work.
Stop talking about my power bill!
Bill, your comics are attacking me, by the way.
Yes.
I shifted slightly near the like,
Shane
hey.
Gives it a four.
Fucking.
Shane apparently refuses to speak today.
Fucking four, open huh? thine mouth. What's the point of you being here if you ain't talking? Fucking
because
you're talking enough for all of us, so you be good, man.
You're fucking damn right four. I do, because somebody's got to keep up, you know, take up your damn slack, Mr. I'm married now.
Oh, my God. This guy gets a... God damn, I don't like this fucking guy at all. You know what? I don't give... He gets a fucking 1.2. This guy's dumb. That gimmick is fucking dumb.
So this guy is a 2.24. So, yeah, next.
I'm working on it. I have two microphones.
That's fine. There, now Shane has two microphones.
Good.
So which one is this
there.
One now?
This
Pile of Comics
is
no longer attacking Nick.
This is Cyan Decade. Maybe.
I don't know. The people could see it on Bill's screen. That's not bad, actually.
It's kind of neat.
It's pretty.
It's better than the last guy.
2.5.
Well, there's one more picture. Here you go. There it is. He has a picnic basket.
I was about to say, Bill, commence the zooming. I can't see.
4.5.
Oh, my God.
4 or 5 for the pick and back feet.
They're saying that this guy's not real.
Not real.
Could have been a stage show.
So they say Zion is not real.
When he uses the secondary writer's card. Okay.
It's a novel exclusive?
It doesn't help him regardless. This guy is full of dumb. Give him and his picnic basket a 2. I'm unimpressed.
I'll go with a 2 also because it's better than the last guy.
4 or 5.
Fucking call Yogi.
Hey, Bull Bull. How about my picnic basket?
I'm going to give him a 3.1. He's a little bit better.
No,
so
I kinda
who did I miss? I got a 4.5.
You missed my 2.5.
Ah, there it is. Thank you, sir. No, not 22.5.
Jesus Christ!
It's because my fingers is cold.
Scott really liked that one.
No. He's a 2.82. Moving on.
Okay, now we are going to Decade.
He's red and doesn't have a picnic basket.
He's lightish red.
Guess what?
Fuck it. Why are you licking Bill's computer screen?
I wasn't licking it.
Oh, man.
I don't know where that thing's
it's
been.
Pink.
Look at that.
I don't know. It's.
He's magenta, okay? Let's put some hard word here on this red color and make it more fancy that he's fucking reddish pink.
I like it.
He's next!
He's next, goddammit! There, are you excited?
He is not amused with you, Bill.
Good.
He's got his head cocked off to
the
side.
Fuck him.
See, that looks more red now.
I don't despise this guy, to be fair.
No, he's kind of reminding me of something, but I can't think of what it is.
Maybe it's the red color that's actually helping him a bit, but
right.
I don't think this version is bad. I don't know why that blue clashed with me. Because this really is no different than the blue, it's just red.
Right.
Next. Oh, well, there's his famous cock shot, Shane.
Yep.
See, there's the bulge. Bill, zoom in on the bulge for Shane.
Preparing to zoom in.
Bulge!
Japanese porn!
I mean, it is pretty pixelated at this point. Did you enjoy your pixelated...
I shall call it Decade.
That's how long it takes him to get hard, Shane.
He named his penis. It is the Decade.
Because that's how long it's going to take her to get off with it.
Well, to be fair, it's hard
damn,
to see.
Damn, I just got epic skills with these jokes today.
Right.
Next.
There's look, a bike. We got a bike.
It's not a terrible bike. We've seen worse.
Right.
We have seen worse bikes. This bike
like
is...
super.
I'm not going to call this bike cool by any means, but we have seen some shitty bikes.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not amazeballs, but it's not bad. Next! Okay, you remember how I said it's not bad?
Well, I told you the bike is not cool.
That is not magenta in this picture. That is fucking fluorescent hot pink.
I said it was pink!
No, now it's like... slap you in the face,
well,
highlighter pink.
I've been saying from the beginning, this motherfucker's the Pink Rider. No, let's not give him that. He's not
right.
These dope.
I was about to say,
I accidentally complimented this guy. Next.
See, that picture does him a lot better than the last
one. Yeah, the toy is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be okay with having that.
Hmm.
Shane, Christmas morning, buddy. It's coming up.
I like this guy, so it wouldn't bother me.
Okay, next. He's done.
I'll give this guy a 3.5.
You know what? Yeah, let's break the glass on this guy. Let's 3.5.
4.
For me. Looks like Scott had that face I saw just a second ago. Like, he wasn't too into it.
3.3.
Okay, all right.
A little different.
That's still somewhat respectable.
So far, this guy's winning.
3.56. So far, he is winning.
The bike is called the Machine Decatur. Is that right? Did I say that right? I probably said that wrong.
Probably Decatur.
Yep, Decatur. Yeah. It's probably Decatur. Dick Hitter.
Yeah,
Dick Hitter Dick bike. Hitter. The Dick Hitter. There we go. His bike is the Dick Hitter.
What? Whap!
Let's go to Violent Emotion.
It's the same fucking guy!
He's obviously emotional.
No, he's got a bit of white on the other side.
Colors are swapped.
He's kind of always had that.
It's the same fucking guy!
Right.
Emotionally, he's not.
He's angry.
Apparently, we're supposed to zoom in on the helmet, Bill,
he's
zoom in on a helmet.
He's obviously changed. Next. See? There you go.
His helmet slightly changed.
He's the best. He's got a card. This is pretty cool.
I don't know who you're trying to convince, man. I like this guy. I haven't given this motherfucker lower than a 4 yet.
Okay.
That's true.
I don't know why the blue clashed with me. He is not an awful design. I don't like his gimmick. I don't like the whole cards shit. There's been very few times in my life that I've watched a card show or seen a card game that if I'm not playing it, do I care? Like,
you know, I was reading the comments and he's basically the super broken one in their series.
You were reading the comics?
Comments.
Oh, okay, comments. I was going to say, win. Fucking
right.
Before I came over.
Yeah, before you came over.
That's why he was so late.
I do research, bitch.
Even though we're not supposed to.
So the only difference with this guy from what I've been reading is his helmet's
his
different.
His helmet's different.
So he gets the same score.
Right. So we're going to leave him at a 3.56 and move on.
Yep.
I mean, the helmet is a bit cooler, but it's literally the same bullshit we've been doing with
robos. We're
going
to robo rules this.
Oh, I guess there was a third picture, to be fair. There he is holding cards. Is that exciting? Yes? Okay. He's done.
You activated my trap card.
I don't know. Is it going to take us a decade for you to finally finish your turn?
Which takes us on now to Kamen Rider this fucking guy. And we're going to start with his normal form this time, just because I see it there and because I can edit in live time without worrying about it. And there's this
what
fucking
what
guy.
Nice.
Huh?
What the fuck?
He looks like a fucking Lego man.
He looks like he's got an Optimus Prime helmet.
Made of Legos.
Next.
Look really close at that helmet. It looks like it's made of Legos.
That did not help him at all.
This guy gets a 1.
2.
Oh, I get it now, and it makes me even more disappointed.
What?
They're cards. They're not Legos. They're like cards, like dividers, and you put the cards. You see his helmet? Card, 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 card. Those are cards that are sticking out. They're not.
1.
That's
point
what those
5.
Are.
Hold on.
Because you could see it now. That's a little thing that would hold the card and slip the card in, and that's what's going across his helmet.
And he just lost points. Way to cost that guy into the zeros,
4.
Bill.
Because I like it.
You card-loving fucktard.
Oh, please. I don't even want to hear it. I've seen fucking people look like somebody's fucking taint in this fucking show.
Have we? Have
yes.
we seen that?
Stronger.
Damn, you really dislike Stronger.
But I'm going to tell you something. This dude is not that bad. Regardless of his gimmick or whatnot, he does not look bad.
It really is. It really is the gimmick that's getting me here. Like, I'm not a Yu-Gi-Oh person.
I grew up watching Yu-Gi-Oh. I love Yu-Gi-Oh.
Right, and that's fine. Yeah. Look, like what you want. Never assume that I judge you necessarily on something you like. That's everybody likes different shit. Sometimes Shane is very wrong, but I don't hate him for it.
No,
but really,
in this case, Shane's
some
right,
people like shit like Yu-Gi-Oh!
Right?
Some people can't get into it. I don't like the whole card theme in almost anything. I don't know why it doesn't appeal to me. Like, I didn't really care about Card Captor Sakura to be fair, that show was heavily modified and edited when it came over here and changed dramatically so it wasn't even the same fucking show. I haven't cared for most characters that use card-type things, like... who was the character... See, I'm having trouble. Is it... Was his name Marin in Sorcerer Hunters? The dude that looked like a chick that used the card? They weren't cards. They were the summoning sleeve things, like the paper bombs and whatnot. But you know what I'm talking about. He used cards. Those aren't my characters. They're not for me. Unless they're the sorcerer guy... who uses the tarot cards from Evil Zone. I like him.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. You can't be bashing on my boy.
Next on this thing. We're done with this version. I didn't grade him. One. I don't hate him. It's just I don't like that card gimmick.
1.7, moving on.
So we're going to go to his complete form.
Maybe it won't suck as bad.
It's fucking cards on the chest and cards on the head guy again. But he's blue. And he's got a pew-pew.
That's apparently supposed to be his morpher from what the chat is screaming at us.
Next. The thing on his head is his morpher?
No, the gun is his morpher? The gun is the morpher.
We've seen that.
It's probably not as terrible, though, as dinosaurs that have to shoot themselves in the head to morph. But.
Yeah, I just... Okay, see... I also did not necessarily like the cards, and I know the chat's going to love this. In Super Mega Force, I did not like the cards, but I liked the Super Mega Force. What I seen in the show.
Actually, the Super Mega Force was the keys. The Mega Force was the cards.
Oh, I thought that... Yeah, that's
right.
The
Super Mega Force, they used the keys.
Yeah. Yes, because, yeah, they changed the keys for the Super, but the Mega Force would have the cards,
yeah,
and
they
put it in, they click
in
it down.
Yeah, because they would open up their whole mess.
I didn't like that. I always thought the cards thing never does anything
for me. I didn't care
for
the Morpher because I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah, because you always used to make the joke, what happens if you're in a rush and you throw the card in and it, like, bends the
card? Yeah, what if you bend it?
Can you not transform?
It's a fucking magical card.
Or if you take the
card... No, see, I'm going to be the dickhead that sneaks in at night. With a pair of scissors, and I'm going to cut the corners off of every single card.
What if it's raining? What if it's raining outside?
That's why
you take the card out, and you're like, oh, fuck, soggy cardboard morph.
No, that's why you put them in fucking sleeves to keep them protected.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
They won't protect it from a pair of scissors, Shane.
It's magical.
1.5.
Or I'll just activate both of my trap cards.
Should we grade this shitty guy?
Scott just did.
Yeah, he did. I'm good. What'd you just do? What'd you say?
1.5.
I'm with you. No, you know what?
It's a 0.5 still, because that's what I gave the last guy.
I'm going to drop down to 0.7. I don't like this cards on his chest, dumb shit.
What you got, Shane?
4. I like it.
Okay. A 1.74, moving on.
And yes, I agree with what I just saw in the chat. It reminds me of the Silver Battleizer, and I was not a fan of that shit either, with all the faces. Kamen Rider Kivala.
Kivala?
Kivala! Oh, I like
this
that.
This person's fucking cool! Why didn't we start with this one?
I like that a lot.
Right.
The sword looks cool, the outfit looks cool, the helmet's awesome.
It's
I
almost,
like the colors.
It's almost like if you were playing an MMO and you made like a Dark Knight and then colored it white.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they have that spiky, crazy armor,
yeah.
Like some like devil wings, and I like that sword too. I like how it's a wing that wraps all the way down and then goes across to guard the hand.
Right.
I like the little symbol here on the glove, on the top of the glove. I don't mind the boots.
Okay, hold on.
It's very reminiscent of what Ivy wears, her boots.
Right.
So obviously this is a female rider.
Yep.
And it seems like this is what happens when you put the card in upside down. That's pretty interesting.
No, they're asking what happens if you put the card in upside down,
oh.
Shane.
Oh,
no,
cool.
Actually, they're saying this is the first female writer
it
that
doesn't die. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because
you know what?
Every time there's been like a sidekick or something like that, we've been told that character dies.
We've got one more picture, right?
Yes, I believe we do. One more. Yes, next.
That still looks cool as
shit. Pretty
sweet. Hey,
I think
Seth.
The purple is really solid. I like that it's not white, it's an off-white with like a smoke fade around the edges here. I like that, that's well done. the emphasis where the wings wrap around the chest and how it guards right here. But that's not a full guard. That's something you could hit somebody with right here where the wing comes down across. I thought it was like where it, you know what I mean, where you it was can, open wing.
You can still hit people with the guard.
Not in the
of a
same
sword.
Way. When it's a flat guard, that's like getting punched in the face. This could be sharpened to a blade and really fuck you up. This could kill you in a single hit.
Yeah.
Because that thinness would drive your nose back and you're done.
Yep.
More surface area is less pain.
I'm going to blow people's fucking minds.
Giving it a 5?
It's a 5.
I like this.
It looks awesome.
Lot.
And the fact that they said this is the first female writer that doesn't die automatically gives her extra props.
I would make this in a game. If this kind of armor appeared in something like ESO, I'd wear the fuck out of it. Yeah, I'm 5. I really, really like this design.
4.
What you got, Shane?
2.
No.
No, because I'd slap him.
I was just waiting for him to do that because I didn't like the other guys.
Right. No, he's going to sit here and be like, 0, because I want to see this one again.
Right?
No. I
want one good thing in my shitty
list. I'm not
going
to give it a 2. 2.1.
Fucking really?
No, fuck with you.
I will slap you.
4-4.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
4.64. She is the leader.
Very
and she's
solid.
The winner.
Oh, is that it?
No,
okay.
There's the follow-ups, but that was it. That was it for the main pictures. We are on the follow-ups.
You look so
there's him standing next to the original riders there.
He sticks out like a sore thumb, but it's fine.
I mean, he still looks better than the original riders.
The original riders weren't...
Until, I mean, granted...
Until they remade the original rider.
Yeah, his remake is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one with the red that I said I didn't hate him the way... For some reason, the blue really clashed with me. Next.
Yes. Oh, my God. So dark.
Dude,
can't
so small.
You know what? Hold on.
Dude,
I got an idea.
He wears his dual disc on his chest.
Oh, that might actually help. Yes, you're right.
Holy shit. I can kind of see now.
But now it's dark and spooky.
Oh, shut the hell up. It's October, bitch. It's Rider-ween.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
The Rider's-ween, huh?
Said Rider-ween.
No. You said Rider-ween.
Checking out the Rider's-ween.
You already zoomed in on the Rider's-ween.
I did. Yeah, I zoomed right in on the fucking Rider's-ween.
Just for you,
ween.
Shane.
Thank God we're not monetized.
Next.
Instant show cancelization.
Okay, so this is all of them from their show, and she's
the coolest out of the whole bunch.
I think she's easily the coolest.
I wish the blue guy at the end would have had his picket.
The dude next to her sucks.
The red
immensely.
Guy in the front, I'm fine with. I really like her. The blue clashes with me.
The black and yellow guy's kind of neat.
Yeah,
did we miss him?
I wonder if we missed him.
I thought we saw him.
No,
he wasn't. He was in with the other guys that had X's, so he was in with the decades.
Ronan says that's a dark decade, and yeah, he's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, his color helps him. He still has a stupid ass card form though. Like everybody else.
Eh.
Okay. Yeah. There's that. Now we are moving on to Kamen Rider G.
So
are we doing
we're going to cover 2009 right here in the first episode, cuz right now I don't think we're only 33 minutes, so we'll keep running this episode.
Fair enough.
And then we'll cut for a break, so you guys will get your smoke break and shit like that, then we'll come back in and knock off another episode of something.
Fair enough.
Plus this was just one guy, so.
Right.
Yes. So here we are.
Oh, so this one's going to be quick.
Starting on Kamen Rider G. Yeah, this guy's by himself. I wonder what his gimmick is. Maybe he...
Gee, I wonder.
All right.
Wow!
Witty!
Okay.
Witty! Scott gets the fist bump of wittiness. That's right.
Okay, that was well done.
I've been saving that since I got the picture.
he's like, must remember joke.
Next. Oh, man. That's great.
I mean, it's not
shit. I can't take this guy fucking serious. I'm sorry.
He has these big old fucking eyes.
Big ass eyes and the giant G.
Are they surrounded by upside down G's?
I don't know.
I think his eyes are upside down G's.
Zoom in.
We'll go to another picture. Next. Yeah, I think they're stylish, but I think those are upside down G's.
No, they're backwards,
backwards
G's.
Yeah, they're backwards G's. That's his eyes.
Well,
chest
his
is
right
a G.
is backward. The other one is probably forward, but yes.
This is so ridiculous. Next.
Apparently this guy's gimmick is alcohol, Bill.
Well, he's
this
gonna
guy
need
is
it.
Booze-powered. Oh, my God. This man is the drunken master of the group. This makes me happy.
Next.
He shouldn't be driving.
Oh,
what
oh,
the
shit?
His transformation caused major damage on a building.
Bitch, don't you know who I am? Boom!
Fucking saving people.
Hope you didn't need to go to work today, motherfuckers.
But Nick, did you know? That means his name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson. Really? Nobody the fuck else with the Fight Club? Really?
You know, I want to remember that badly. In fact, I've even thought about rewatching Fight Club because I don't think I've seen it in like 6 years.
Same. It's been a while.
Like,
no.
It has
I've
been
seen
a
that
long
movie
time.
Maybe twice.
I liked it a lot.
Right. It was
I've
a good
it.
Movie.
I think the last time Hannah and I watched it was like a year ago, back when we... Well, technically, we still have no TV.
I recognize what you're saying, but I cannot recognize the relevance of it at all. Like, it's been like 5-6 years.
It's because it's one of the first group things that they do.
No, it has to be longer than that, because I don't think I've seen it since Gwen was born.
Right. Because that's one of the first things that they do. They go and they, like, blow out the buildings and draw the smiley face on it. Yeah. Like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, mother, really?
Next.
Apparently this guy's belt is an entire bartender's toolkit.
So this guy's... Nice. So that's not a joke I'm seeing. This guy's actual gimmick is that he's boozed up.
This guy gets a 4.
Alcoholism. It's a superpower.
Sometimes, Bill... To save the world, you gotta get crunk.
Next.
Toy's his, not bad either.
I don't know. I think his toy's worse than he is this time.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem to be a normal thing for these riders.
It's just because his legs look really skinny.
Yeah, he looks
awkward.
Arms are skinny.
Yeah, I looked at the chest when I said that. Yeah, the arms are a little awkward.
Yeah.
The chest and the head are fine. It's
he
just
looks,
the arms and legs
no,
are kind
his
of...
His arms and legs, it's like he skipped leg day completely.
He looks cheap. Looks like a cheap toy.
He's got noodles.
Oh, my God. He looks like if they were to make Final Fantasy VII in the exact same art style that it was made way the fuck back when, today.
Oh, well,
people,
I guess
people
that's
are
a
saying it's
toy.
A fan toy, but yeah, okay. It does not look professional at all, which makes sense to me. Next.
Okay,
he's done.
That's G.
Like I said, he gets a 4.
Yeah, I can't give him a 4, but he's definitely better than a 3. I'm going to say he's about a 3.7.
I'm going to go 3.8.
Because of witty joke.
What you got,
Shane? Not bad, man, not bad. I'll raise you 1, and I'll do 4.8.
Damn!
What about you, Bill Gay?
He's great. Okay.
This guy gets 2.5.
Okay.
Bill's hating on Drunk Master.
I'm not trying to hate on him. I just, his design's kind of...
No, that's fine. That kind of evened him out. He's at a 3.76.
So since the chat in here is screaming like a motherfucker about a writer we missed called Kamen Rider Abyss from Decade...
Well, we'll end up having to find him, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll look him up and make him the very beginning of the next episode then. In fact... we are going to get out of here, but we're not gone. We're taking about, what do you think? Right now it's 40 after, 10 minutes, come back at 50 after?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That'll give us time to look for whatever the fuck this is that we're missing.
We'll be back at 50 after then. That's the idea.
So we'll be back in 10 minutes. Take a piss with us. Well, maybe not with us, but
yeah, that
you know.
Would be really super awkward.
There's only one toilet here. I don't think we can go around it.
Shane found it.
Wait, hold on. Shane found it. Hold on.
But
that doesn't help
us
because we can't
help
put
us.
It on the thing. But.
Okay. We'll be back. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.